Okay, good evening, everyone. We are going to continue Bezes Hashem, the halachos, the positive commandments of Shabbos, and the first two shiurim we were discussing preparing for Shabbos, and we're going to continue with that tonight. Tonight we are going to discuss haircuts and manicures and cutting nails for Shabbos. And if those can be arranged, haircuts, cutting your nails, taking a manicure, or whatever it is, if it can be arranged, it should be done on Friday in honor of Shabbos. Like we said last night in regards to buying food for Shabbos, if possible, it should be arranged to be done on Friday. And we said last night already, and so too over here, if it's too inconvenient, let's say it's a very short Friday, or a person will be too busy, then a person should try to do it on Thursday night. Or on Thursday, if a person can't go at night, then fine, you do it on Thursday. But the closer to the better to Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says that the closer the better to Shabbos to do these acts in honor of Shabbos. And the Shulchan Aruch tells us that there is a specific mitzvah to cut your nails for Shabbos. This is considered a big kavod to Shabbos. If they don't grow so fast, so then perhaps every other week, maybe even every third week, perhaps, but it is a very good thing to do to cut your nails in honor of Shabbos. So just to go through some of the halachos of cutting nails, the Mishnah Berurah brings that there are those that say that a person should not cut their fingernails and their toenails in the same day. This is something you may have heard of, not to cut your fingernails and your toenails in the same day, and this is because it's like what is done to a mace, to a dead body, before the body is prepared, before the body is actually buried. This is what the Chevra Kadisha, people do the Tara, they cut the fingernails and the toenails together, so that the Mishnah Berurah brings it that those that say that a person should not do that, but you are allowed to cut one of them on Thursday night and one of them on Friday by day, even though halachically that's considered the same day, but as far as this is concerned, it's not a problem. If it is Friday already and you're only going to do one of them because of this, so then it's better to do the fingers because that's magula, that's revealed, it's more visible, of course, the fingernails, and that's considered more of a kavod to Shabbos, more honorable to Shabbos to have your fingernails cut than to have your toenails cut. If a person really, really wants to cut both of them, they really need to cut both their toenails and their fingernails, then I saw in the Piskei Tshuvos that the person should leave over one toenail. They shouldn't do every single one of their toenail, not to cut one of the toenails, and then it's not a problem. But again, the best would be to avoid doing both on the same day, and one could be Thursday night and one can be on Friday. Ideally, one should cut the toenails on Thursday night and the fingernails on Friday. And the reason is that the fingernails start growing back on the third day from when they are cut. So if somebody cuts their fingernails on Thursday night, which is Thursday, let's say, as far as this is concerned, so Thursday is day number one, Friday is day number two, and Shabbos is day number three, and it will start growing back on Shabbos, and that is considered not nice for Shabbos, not because of the fact that you're not allowed to grow something on Shabbos, of course that's nothing to do with you, the fact that automatically your fingernails grow back, but that's considered not nice for Shabbos because it's already growing back on Shabbos and it's not considered pretty. We don't care as much as by the toenails, but we still want it close to Shabbos, so we do that preferably on Thursday night. Tonight happens to be Thursday night, so tonight maybe we should all, when we get ready for bed tonight, we should all go ahead and cut our toenails tonight, and Bez Hashem, tomorrow, in honor of Shabbos, we'll cut our fingernails. The Paiskim say that for hair, we don't need to worry about the Thursday and the Friday, that you don't have to worry about as far as the hair. The Arizal, the truth is, wasn't even machbit about nails altogether. But that is something that definitely the Mishnah Berurah brings and other places can bring to try to do that in honor of Shabbos. One more halacha, as far as the order of how to cut your nails. Now, this the Mishnah Berurah brings, that there are those that are makbid, and the chenchilo, you should be makbid to be careful to cut your nails in the following way. This is very confusing, and it's hard to remember. If you do not remember it, don't worry about it, but if you happen to have a pen and paper in front of you, or if you want to look it up in the Ramah, in Simen Reish Samach, says the following, that when a person, some say you could cut your right hand first, your left hand first, you could do either one first, but the Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah brings that when you cut the fingernails on your right hand, you should do it in the following order. You have five fingers. The thumb is considered finger number one, and the pinky is considered finger number five. So for the right hand, you should do like this. You should not cut two fingers in a row, meaning don't cut the nails of two fingers consecutively. And the way that preferably you should do it is 2, 4, 1, 3, 5. Again, this is for the right hand. The second finger, which is the pointy finger, the fourth finger, which is the ring finger, the kmitza, number one, then that which is the thumb, then number three, which is the middle finger, and then number five, which is the pinky finger. I'm not going to test you on this. And for the left hand, then it's a little bit different. Also, not to have two fingers in a row, but to do 4, 2, 5, 3, 1, which is first the ring finger, then the pointy finger, then the pinky, then the middle finger, and then the thumb. If you want to review it and you want to write it down, great. If a person, this is too much for a person, then don't worry about it. But the main thing is also not to cut two fingers in a row. And this is all based on Kabbalah, as you could have imagined. Bez Hashem, next time we'll continue with other halachos as far as what to do with your nails, flushing down the toilet, different situations we'll discuss as far as that. But one thing we do find in regards to this week's parasha is the following. And the Gemara in Zvachim tells us that Keteres, based on a pasuk in this week's parasha, that the Keteres, the incense offering, that is mechaper, that forgives a person for the avera of Lashon Hara. And it's connected to a pasuk in this week's parasha, not so important for right now, but that the Keteres gives a person kapara for Lashon Hara. And I heard once from Rabbi Yitzchak Berkowitz, who is a big rav in Sanhedrin Mechevet in Eretz Yisrael. I do believe recently there was a live hookup here in town for a speech of his. He's a tremendous Talmid Chacham, a big paisik. And I once heard him say, based on a whole question and answer on this Gemara, which is not so important for now, but he said that there are three aspects to Lashon Hara. There's the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro aspect, that a person said Lashon Hara against somebody else, and a person needs to ask Mechila from that other individual. There's the Bein Adam L'Makom aspect, that it's an Avera in the Torah. The Chafetz Chaim goes through many Averos that a person can transgress through Lashon Hara. That's the Bein Adam L'Makom. And then he said that there's a third aspect, and that's Bein Adam La'atzmo, that a person degrades himself when he lowers himself, he stoops himself to speaking Lashon Hara, to speaking bad about other people, Lashon Hara, Rechilos, making fun of a person, whatever it is, that a person does a terrible avera to himself, that he lowers himself and he stoops himself to such a level that he is somebody who's supposed to represent the Torah and the mitzvahs, and he stoops to a level of degrading other people, and how low that is, and that he affects his own tzelem elokim. And I was actually just talking to somebody today, something very interesting, interesting observation, that if you look at pictures of the yeshiva bachrim in Europe, some of which are famous Rosh Hashivas from our days. But if you look at old pictures, you open any biography and you look at pictures of Yeshiva Bracham, they are dressed spitzbat. They're dressed perfectly with the ties and the hats and the jackets and with the 3 or 4 or 5 buttons. And nowadays, it's funny, it's the exact opposite. Yeshivish guys, it's choshev, you know, to look like a shlump and have the shirt out. Those are the yeshivish guys. And the guy, someone who dresses spitz and perfect with the tie and the skinny tie and all that stuff, that guy, you know, he's more modern. He's not as yeshivish. But if you look back in Europe, the way it was, that someone who represented the Torah, a yeshiva bach, a yeshiva light who represented the Torah, they were dressed spitzbat. They had the kavod ha-Torah. You have to walk. You're representing the Torah in the mitzvahs yourself. You have to be a more mechubedik person. And I know my Rosh Hashiva, Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel, used to always say, I think he said it from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, but he used to always say that as long as Yaakov Avinu was alive, Paray could not do anything to the Yidden. He couldn't get them to work for them, to make them into slaves. There was no way. As long as Yaakov and all the Shvatim were alive, there was no way he could do it. Once Klal Yisrael lost that self-respect, and they lost Yaakov, and they lost the 12 Shvatim, then and only then was Paray able to overcome them and get them into slaves. And that's something that's very important that we all have to always keep in mind, not only in regards to Lashon Hara, but in general, that we're supposed to represent the Torah, we should be proud to be a Yid, and that we should always try to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. Okay, everybody should have a good night.